Hey everyone, how's it going? Azrin the Language Nerd here. Hope you're doing very well on this fine Tuesday evening, or whatever day and time it is for you right now as you're listening to this podcast episode. We're going to skip the usual introduction and dive right in today because I'm a little bit tight on time. The first thing I want to say is a reminder that we have free classes for English, French, Spanish, Mandarin, and Gujarati, and German every single week. If you would like to join any of our free classes, please visit azrinthelanguagenerd.com/drop-in. So that's azrinthelanguagenerd.com/drop-in. That is spelled A-Z-R-E-N, thelanguagenerd.com/drop-in. And you will find those free classes there. We also have a teaching workshop every single Tuesday. So actually today, as I'm recording this, we have a How to Teach Foreign Languages workshop. This is a great workshop for those of you who want to get into tutoring, or maybe you do tutor, perhaps you're a teacher in a school, or you'd like to go be a teacher. Every single week we have a workshop to help people to kind of become better teachers and better tutors. So we have that today at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That is the time zone that we use here in Canada. You can go to azrinthelanguagenerd.com/how-to-teach and you'll find it. You can also simply go to azrinthelanguagenerd.com/drop-in, and if you just scroll to the bottom, you're going to see that particular workshop there. With those things aside, let's dive into our episode. So on my podcast, I've been talking about an individual more often lately whose name is Joey Diaz. Joey Diaz, if you don't know who that is and you haven't heard me mention him recently, or you've missed those episodes, he is a comedian. He does stand-up comedy. He has a podcast. I think he's also done certain roles in movies and certain TV shows, commercials, things like that. And he's just a very interesting fellow. Very interesting life. Very interesting insights. I highly recommend you guys go and research him. He has a unique kind of life where he used to be a criminal. He used to do a lot of drugs. He used to be in debt. He's done all sorts of different stuff. And he didn't really clean up his life until, Lord, I think it was the first 30 years of his life or something. I think the first 30 or 32 years, something like that, he did not have his life all cleaned up. And it wasn't until he was 30-ish that he finally did kind of get his things together. And now he's 50-something or something of that effect. Now, something he said which was really interesting, I think he was talking about comedy. I'm pretty sure it was comedy that he was talking about. It's irrelevant what he's talking about, the message still applies. But he was talking about his comedy, and one thing that he said was that he was someone who just showed up and stuck around. So what does that mean? And it might have been actually a movie set. I can't remember anymore if it was comedy or a movie set or what exactly it was, but he was essentially saying that the reason that, oh, I remember what it was, haha, I got it. He was talking about this one job that he used to have. He used to be a car salesman, that's what it was. And there was a lot of turnover. They'd get different salesmen, they'd go in and out. Joey was saying that he would kind of bounce around different car dealerships, and he would go to Toyota, then he'd go to this company, and he'd be a car salesman at different places. And what he said was that there was this one individual at one of the car dealerships who was not necessarily the best salesman per se. He was not the best commission sales car salesman. But the thing is that he stayed at the one dealership, and he came to work, he stayed there, was consistent, and he stayed there and he didn't really leave. He didn't bounce around. And so what ended up happening was a lot of the other people he worked with quit. They got other jobs. You know, maybe they're like Joey where they're bouncing around different places. And this one individual stayed. And even though he wasn't the best, you know, early on, because he stayed, by the time 4, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it was, had gone by, he was an amazing salesman of that product, and he did a really, really good job. He was very successful at his position. And that story kind of struck me. I think the way that Joey had put it, I wish I remember the exact wording, because I watched this podcast episode like a few weeks ago, and I was going to talk about it a few weeks ago, and I forgot. But I think he said something to the effect of, you know, more than like half of life is literally just showing up. Like, do you just show up and stick around? It was showing up and sticking around. That's what he said. It's just a matter of showing up and sticking around. Everything in between will kind of fix itself over time. And that really stood out to me. Recently, you guys might have seen me post on Facebook. I posted about how I have been doing some interviews with different teachers as well as digital marketers over the past few weeks. I've set up roughly 20 different appointments, roughly. And of those 20, I would say more than half of them, more than 50%, didn't even show up for the initial interview or the initial meeting. They didn't even show up. Of the people that showed up, often we would have a follow-up. Maybe it was a follow-up call. Maybe they had to email me something. Maybe they had to get back to me on something that I'd asked them about. And most of them did not even get back to me or did not actually do the follow-up that we discussed. Literally just yesterday, I spoke with someone and it was about a French teacher interview. He seemed like a really nice guy. He was on time, really nice guy, seemed to really know his stuff. And I really liked him, to be honest. I liked him. And I told him, hey, I've got to go, but can you just email me your cell number? Because I'm going to have to call you or text you to let you know about blah, 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 next steps we talked about. I was like, I don't have your cell number. I just need you to email me your cell number so I have that. He's like, oh yeah, no problem. I'll do it right away. It's been almost 24 hours now. He has not sent it to me. He did not show up. Like literally something so simple as sending me an email, he has not done, which now makes him out of the running for the position, right? And so it just really stands out to me. One of the people that I have hired and the second person that I'm likely going to hire are literally all they've done right. Let me tell you, the one person I have hired, here's what they did. They showed up to the initial meeting. They sent me a follow-up email when they said they would send me a follow-up email. They seem reasonably competent. I don't know if they're great. I actually don't know if they're competent yet because I haven't seen them work, but they seem competent. But literally all they done right is they showed up and they've answered emails and they'd email me when they said they'd email me. That's all they done right. And all of a sudden I've hired them. They literally showed up and they got the job. And on and on and on. Like showing up is so important. I remember when I was a kid, guys, I used to do martial arts and we used to go to these competitions sometimes. And in the competitions, the way things were structured, the point systems, was that you got, I think it was like 6 points, literally for showing up, bowing before you walk on the mat, and bowing before you walk off the mat. And I think it was like 6 points or something like that. And I believe the maximum number of points was 18. So if you nailed everything on the mat, you nailed it, you did everything perfectly, right? That was only worth 12 points. 6 points was literally bowing before you get on the mat and bowing when you get off the mat, or something to that effect. I think it was 6 points. And I used to think it was so silly. Like I remember when I was a kid, I used to think like, oh wow, that's 6 points for doing nothing. That's so easy. And I always got those 6 points. I'd show up, I'd bow, I'd do my thing, I'd bow when I got off, and off we went, right? And I'd always got those easy 6 points. And now as an adult, when I think back on it, I wonder if that was like some thing that our senseis invented and kind of made up. Because when I Google the competition rules and stuff online, I don't see anything about that. So I wonder if they made it up. And I wonder if they made it up literally just to stress the importance of showing up. Like just showing up is worth so much. And it seems so simple, but a lot of people don't. Last quick story, right? I used to work at a window cleaning franchise, as you guys know, and I worked there for 5.5 years. And every year I'd always end up being given business by the franchise. The first year they told me, hey, Azrin, we've got some jobs that need to be done here. The franchisee is kind of having some problems with such and such and such things. Do you want to take these jobs? And I would just say yes. So I'd be given a lot of work. I would just kind of be given work often because there were people that weren't showing up to work and they weren't doing their job. And so they would just give it to someone else. And so I would just pick up work because I would show up and I would do it. And, you know, there's another time where the guy in the States who was operating the States, I don't know what happened with him, but something happened to him and they needed someone to go operate a part of the States. Like, Azrin, do you want to do it? I was like, all right. I would literally show it up and they didn't expect anything because they literally needed a body to do something and kind of manage the area. You could have done a crap job and it was fine because there was literally nobody. You know, and there's on and on. There's a lot of opportunities I got literally just because I would be like, sure, I'll do it. And I would show up to work and do it and do whatever I could. Wasn't always perfect. I made lots of mistakes, but I showed up. I tried. And that alone gets you so far. The guy who runs that company now, he's been in that company for a long time. You know, that's kind of how he's moved up. He's just been there. He just is there. He shows up. And so when someone doesn't show up, they're like, well, crap. Well, this guy shows up. Aaron shows up all the time. I mean, Aaron's showing up and doing his best. Aaron's pretty competent. Hey, Aaron, do you want to take on this responsibility? Aaron, do you want to do this? And over time, I remember when I knew him, I remember the position he was in. Now he runs the company, literally on the back of, I kid you not, basically what happened at the time is that there is a point where a lot of people that were superior to him in the company, for whatever reason, they moved on. I don't even know what. They'd done better, bigger jobs. They got promoted. I don't know why they weren't there anymore, but they weren't there. And so when they kind of looked around, they're like, well, who's going to run the company? There's one guy who was there who even had the qualifications to do so. My friend Aaron. Like, oh, so hey, Aaron, you've been showing up for 10 years, 11 years. Do you want the company? Do you want to run it? And off he goes. Now he runs the company. Showing up is really important. You've got to be competent too. It's not only showing up, but showing up has got to be at least half the equation, maybe more than half the equation, to be honest. Showing up and sticking around, that's it. And I think when I think about language learning, I think it's the same thing. It's just, did you show up? Did you put in some effort? Did you keep doing it? Did you show up to your classes? When you said you would open your phone to work through your application, did you open your phone and work through the application? Did you actually do it? When you said you're going to sit down and just open your book and do some studying, did you sit down, open your book, do some studying? Did you show up to the stuff? Did you do the stuff that you said you're going to do? The promises you made to yourself, did you actually do them? The people that actually deliver on those promises they make to themselves and the promises they make to others, the higher the percentage of promises you deliver on, the more consistently you can do that over a longer period of time, the more progress you'll make in your target languages, but also other elements of life where you apply that specific skill set. It's actually funny. It's one of the number one things I actually judge people on. And not judge. Judge is the wrong word. I don't judge them on it. But if we're going to be working together in some capacity, or we're going to have some form of a working relationship, or even personal relationship, actually, I pay close attention to when you say you're going to do something, did you do it? And how often do you do the things you say you're going to do? I pay very close attention to that. I'm watching. I'm listening. Everybody I meet, I pay attention. Did you said you'd do it? Did you do it? Because if you said to someone, hey, we should hang out, and then you didn't even call them, you just lied. So I want to see what percentage of the time are you lying to yourself and lying to others? And what percent of the time are you honest to yourself and honest with others? I'm very curious about that. And most people, I don't know what the percentage is, but the vast majority of people I meet have a pretty low batting average. They're not very good, right? They're 50%, 60%, 70%, 40%. And the people I end up being, let's say the people I end up working with, the people I work with are the people that are 100%, 90%, 95%, 88%, 92%. It's literally one of the number one things I look for. I just look for that. Do you show up? Are you consistent? When you say something will happen, does it happen? Do you do your best? Are you great? And that's what I look for. And I think that's a rare quality. And when I look at the teachers that work for me now, I'm actually gonna pull up the list right now out of curiosity. When I pull out that list of people here, let's actually look. 1, 2, 3, and actually one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. So basically all of them are pretty damn good. And then there's like the majority, there's like probably two of them that are like not the best, but they're good. And the other seven are like 95% of the time when they say something, it happens, they do it. And that's who I choose to work with. And so that's what I wanted to share in today's podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope this is useful for you, and we'll chat later. Bye for now. See you.